Democrat Melanie Stansberry proposes radical leftist agenda in New Mexico debate, "I Stand for Social Justice." By Wendell Hasebo and Jacob Bliss on May 10, 2021. State Representative and Democrat candidate for New Mexico's 1st Congressional District Melanie Stansberry proposed four far-left policies in debate Sunday against Republican Mark Moores. The debate, in which Moores described Stansberry as a radical Democrat, comes before the special election on June 1 for the seat vacated by now Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. The far-left policies Stansberry articulated in the debate are as follows. Gun control. Stansberry supports banning guns and a gun buyback program while drug trade violence is skyrocketing. I support reinstating the assault weapons ban and gun buyback programs because, she said, our country is facing an epidemic of gun violence and our kids are afraid to go to school. CBS's KRQE in Albuquerque reported April 23 that homicides are skyrocketing in drug deal-related incidents. Drug-related homicides are definitely up this year. Quite a bit, says Gilbert Gallegos of the Albuquerque Police Department. A captain at the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office, Nicholas Huffmeyer, says drugs and violence are linked. The lie that people are told is that drug crimes are nonviolent, Huffmeyer says. And he points to the drug trade as a source of violence across New Mexico. Stansberry's agenda on the Second Amendment while border violence is spiking, however, is not popular with Americans. According to a poll by McLaughlin and Associates in April, 72% of registered voters support the Second Amendment. Moreover, 73.4% approve that the Founding Fathers understood the importance of law-abiding citizens' right to legally own firearms for things like hunting, sport and personal protection and that the Second Amendment is one of our most important and cherished civil rights in the U.S. Constitution, the poll observed. Free college education. Stansberry supports free college education while her own state canceled the plan due to its expense. I do support student loan forgiveness because education is the cornerstone of our community well-being and economic opportunity. She stated with a smile before saying it is not fair people have to invest in themselves by paying for their own education. Free college is good for our families and good for our communities, she concluded. New Mexico recently terminated its plan to offer free college tuition to all state residents in December of 2020 due to reduced state revenue compared to the expense of the program. Stansberry apparently aligns herself with the 37% of Democrats who strongly favor free university nationwide, according to a Pew Research Center poll in February. Qualified immunity. Stansberry says she stands for social justice and disbanding qualified immunity in the wake of the George Floyd incident. The radical Democrat was asked about her vote on the Civil Rights Act in the state legislature. She said, she voted in favor of the bill because I stand with communities. I stand for social justice and I stand for our workers. The far-left Democrat continued, the Civil Rights Act purpose was to end qualified immunity and it was a recommendation that came from the Civil Rights Commission which was advising our state on actions to take regarding criminal justice reform in the wake of the George Floyd murder. She later added, it was a critical first step in addressing social and racial justice in our state and I support community at the national level as well. A Cato study found, leaving qualified immunity would help police officers do the jobs they are intended to do, so that police won't hesitate when they have to make split-second, life-or-death decisions. Cato also found that eliminating the immunity would negatively impact recruitment and retention of police officers because they would fear being sued. Immigration. Stansberry supports a pathway to citizenship for the illegal migrants who invade the United States and would prefer to have a better ALISM system to provide help for more crossers in the future. She said there are thousands of children that are arriving without their parents. We have to address this issue by providing humanitarian aid by providing help and support for home countries to ensure we are addressing the economic and human securities of these communities. Then the Democrat continued to say, we have to address our ALISM system. We have to ensure there's appropriate resources. And we need to be passing bipartisan comprehensive immigration reform in Congress that protects our dreamers, that provides a path to citizenship, and ensures we have an immigration system that is fair, just, and equitable. The far-left Democrats had also mentioned she is in line and fully supportive of the Biden administration policy agenda on immigration. Breitbart News reported President Joe Biden's administration is weighing a plan to provide amnesty and reparations for over 1,000 illegals who were deported under former President Donald Trump. Additionally, with thousands of criminal aliens in the United States, internal records showed that there are no planned deportations from the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, under the current president at this time.